This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. A new day in the United States and the country and the world are continuing to hunker down. The last 24 hours bringing the United States a dubious milestone, 100 deaths in that brief period of time. The total now up to 580 for the United States. Globally, the number of cases is near 385,000 with well over 16,000 deaths. The question now for the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is to shut down or not to shut down. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem, President Trump said yesterday, signaling his desire to soon end the social distancing in place intended to stem the upward trajectory of the coronavirus outbreak. Our country wasn't meant to be shut down, he added yesterday at the daily media briefing by the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Last Monday, President Trump helped introduce a 15-day plan from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to try to stem the rise of coronavirus cases by encouraging most people to stay home. But now he says he's not so sure. At a certain point, the country needs to get open and to get moving, the president stated, making it clear he is weighing the risk from the COVID-19 pandemic against the economic damage being done to the country from the shutdown of most businesses. In the meantime, globally, the number of cases is over 380,000. Investors are celebrating a huge surge in Asian markets yet today, thanks to historic measures by central banks to support economies left reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. South Korea's benchmark KOSPI index gained more than 8% at the end of the day's session. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are racing to enact a massive rescue package to prop up an American economy increasingly paralyzed by efforts to contain the novel coronavirus. Despite positive test results for lawmakers in both chambers that have forced self-quarantining measures, Democrat and Republican leaders say lawmakers must stay in Washington to finish work on an economic stimulus package. The latest bone of contention between the two parties seems to focus on the extent of a corporate bailout. The Democrats saying they need more guarantees that those corporate jobs will be saved and money will go to the workers. Republicans are complaining that Democrats are including agenda items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus outbreak. Italy, which has suffered by far the deadliest consequences of the novel coronavirus outbreak, reported Tuesday a third consecutive day in which its daily deaths and new infections have declined. The 601 deaths recorded Monday is still a staggering figure, but one that is a vast improvement from the nearly 800 on Saturday. Italy has reported more than 6,000 deaths and has the second highest overall number of cases. Officials put the entire country on lockdown 2 weeks ago in hopes of stopping the spread of the virus that has reached nearly every country on the planet. A clearly unhappy Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, on Monday said people defying advice to isolate themselves to fight a coronavirus outbreak should go home and stay home or face sanctions. Although Ottawa and the Penn provinces have urged Canadians to stay at home and in some cases put limits on gatherings, the Prime Minister said too many people were still disregarding the advice. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States is cutting aid to Afghanistan by $1 billion over the failure of the country's rival leaders to resolve their political dispute. The Secretary of State said in a statement Monday after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and rival Abdullah Abdullah during a previously unannounced visit to Kabul that the United States deeply regrets that his two men have been unable to agree on how to form a new government. In an unusually harsh statement, he said the U.S. was disappointed in both men and said their failure has harmed U.S.-Afghan relations. Coronavirus, not the only disease threatening some countries. Health experts say Nigeria isn't likely to meet the United Nations 2030 tuberculosis eradication target, as the nation still accounts for the highest fatality rate from the disease in Africa. Officials say part of the problem is inadequate funding, along with stigma and lack of awareness, although experts say it could take Nigeria far beyond 2030 to meet the TB eradication target. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.